Hello, and thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast for PR pros and marketers who work for themselves. I am Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters, and I bring you New Year's greetings with my wonderful co-host, Karen Swim. She is the leader of the pack that is Solo PR Pro. Hi, Karen. Happy New Year.
Hello, Michelle, and happy 2021. Yay, we made it.
Made it! Woohoo! Of course, spoiler, we are recording this a bit ahead of time, so we cannot speak to how things are the date that this is, but we are hopeful.
True. That is true. We are saying that we made it. And
so if you're hearing this, we probably did at least make it. Yeah. Over the finish line into 2021. And But it's even despite everything we've been and are going through, the new year, it just always brings that hope. You know, you buy that new planner that you just know you're going to keep up with, and it's the one that's going to just make your world sing. And yes, and you know, it's also a great time to think about getting some new business. So today we're going to talk about, you know, what do you need in a proposal? How should it look, maybe? Should it be dazzling? Should it just get right down to it? What do clients want to see from you in a new business proposal?
Yeah, I love this topic. In our last show of 2020, we talked about reports, and I think that this is such a great follow-up because, as you noted, new year and people are, really thinking about the year ahead and their pipelines, and proposals are one of those things that I think people spend a lot of time thinking about and agonizing over getting right, with good reason. But I think that, so I want to take a step back and say that I think often the proposal process is out of order. So oftentimes people use the proposal to sell their services to a prospective client.
Right.
In fact, I would say that the proposal should be a confirmation of things that you've already discussed and agreed to.
Absolutely.
And I understand that sometimes after conversations with clients and meetings and, there is a good cultural fit, you know that you can, meet their needs. They've agreed that you have the solution to their problems and they want to take the next step, that sometimes you still go into that final mile, not quite sure on the budget. And so you may have to present a couple of options for them to choose from, but it shouldn't be brand new information. And I would, I also like to just be really forthright about the budget before I even write something down in the proposal, because it doesn't make sense. And, there are a couple ways to frame that. You can say, hey, listen, I know that you may not have an exact budget, but do you have a range? Because that helps us to understand the work that we present. So you should always try to get that number.
Yeah, that's
and so
true.
I think that the proposal really is the final mile, not the first.
Right. I always tell clients, it's like, hey, we can always scale activity. I know things might change on your end. You get surprises in your budget world, but we'll never go down to the point of where we're just going through motions and having activity that's not going to get you anywhere. I'll never do that. But, always know that we can certainly scale a budget and still achieve something for you.
Yes. I agree. And I mean, don't be afraid to be, upfront about that, because quite honestly, the worst thing that can happen is that and it happens all the time to people. You spend a lot of time, because proposals take thoughtful work. So you spend a lot of time and put a lot of thought into a proposal, you deliver it, and either you're completely ghosted or the client can't afford you.
Right.
They can't afford their services. And so, I like to be honest and efficient. I don't want people to feel uncomfortable getting something that they really can't have. I would rather know for both of us going into it that we are at least aiming at the same target and have an understanding of what, you know, what scope of work is realistic for you, what's really going to meet your needs and what's going to meet your budget parameters. It's fine to have a budget. Everybody has a budget. Nobody has an infinite supply of money. Even if you're a multi-billion dollar corporation, you still have budgets. So I know that you have a defined spend. And it's not going to feel good to present something that really is outside of your defined spend and something that you really can't, you know, sometimes people can find other money internally, but oftentimes that's not the case. And so, you know, that would be my first thing is to make sure that the proposal is done in the right order. And then, you know, the second thing, you know, people always wonder, again, as they do, you know, we talked last week about reports, they think about the presentation of the proposal.
Right.
What format should it be in? Does it need to be, you know, a slide deck? Does it need to be, you know, in design? Does it need to be, you know, what does it need to look like? But what's more important is, you know, telling the right story for each individual client and getting the information right. And I, you know, we've heard these stories of people like doing a proposal on a napkin or, I mean, you know, or having like a meeting with somebody and writing it down and then it, or not doing anything in writing. We heard recently, like you're on a call and they're like, let's do it. Send me a contract. No proposal required.
Right.
So, I would say that again is the last thing that you want to think about. I mean, I get it that we all want to present something that makes us feel good and feels true to our brand and represents us in the best way, but that really can be a simple Word document that you PDF. Doesn't have to be super fancy, but you got to nail it on the narrative. Right. So, Michelle, what do you put into your proposal?
I mean, it's pretty much all about the substance. You know, when I first started out, you know, it was branded as far as, well, you know, it has my logo on it and just, you know, presented it in a Word doc. And then I started playing with Proposify and that just helped me to get a template. I didn't stay with them forever, but it definitely, you know, it amped up my game a bit. But really what I'd like to do is just lay out, hey, this is what we discussed. Usually have a little cover letter. You know, what follows is we discussed ABC. I usually start with, you know, this proposal is going to solve these problems or, you know, try to achieve these goals. This is what we're going after. These are some of the tactics and this is the budget, the proposed budget. So it's kind of like the what, you know, here's the what, here's the how, and here's how much. And then I'll close with just a little, you know, summary of who Voice Matters is, because, you know, my agency is, you know, it's me. I'm the writer, the strategy person, but, you know, I also will pull together the team that's needed. So if we need a graphic designer on board, we'll do that. If we need, you know, clearly printers or, you know, web developers or SEO specialists, you know, we'll form the team that's needed to achieve your goals. Bada boom, bada bing.
I love that. And I love that you put the about section last. That is truly where it belongs. I think it's really important to build your proposal. And again, unless you are doing, you know, a response to some government RFP that, or, you know, any type of, you know, agency type RFP that is very specific about where it's section go, but you know, in day-to-day life, don't talk about yourself first. You want to make the proposal about the client. You want to, you know, I think it's important to frame the situation right up front so that they know that you understand what they're looking for and what problem they're trying to solve. And exactly what you said, it's really just that simple. But then you do all of that in a creative way. I always like to tell them, you know, what their program elements are going to be. And we like to often tell them, you know, here's what it's like working with us, or, you know, here's what your program would look like, by giving them, you know, a couple of creative program ideas. Like, here's something that we would do in the first 90 days. Because then they get excited about that, like, and they know that you really thought through the problem, and it's like, oh wow, that sounds really cool. Yeah. And then also you've now done a little bit of the work so that when you move into a client relationship, you could just take what you put in your proposal and it becomes your Q1 plan.
Yeah, that's true. That's very, and I love that. And it's that fine line, right? Of just giving the essence of what you're going to do without, you know,
yes.
Don't include then your strategy within the proposal. Not that you don't trust the person, but it's like, don't give it away. So just, you know, giving the substance of here's what I'll do. And also I'm always mindful. I call it I call it too many words syndrome. You know, I'm mindful of their time and, you know, okay, just let's get to it. What? Okay. Bup. Great. Okay.
This is what
you're gonna get me. Cause I mean, your writing might be fantastic, but I've been in situations where what you receive is just paragraph after paragraph. I'm like, I can't with that.
Yeah. you and I'm very succinct, and one of the things that I sometimes struggle with, you know, when I'm writing bylines is, you know, for myself or for clients is when there is this, you know, word count that you have to meet.
Ugh, yeah.
Because why should I write 1200 words if I'm telling a good tight story in eight?
Exactly. It only takes
200 words. I don't need those extra 400 words. It's just extra. It's stuff.
Right.
I agree. My proposals are short, and I have never, ever, ever had a client be upset or feel like they didn't get exactly what they needed from it. Right. You don't need to write a 10-page proposal.
And oh my goodness,
I would say it doesn't even need to be five, honestly, right. Unless it is a major program and you're tackling, you know, focus groups and a lot of information, and it has to be there, but only include what you need. And again, this is why it is so helpful to have the conversations and to go through the sales process one-to-one with the client and not use your proposal as a selling tool.
Oh, totally.
Don't rely on that paper to sell you.
No.
You're going to do that in your conversations with the client.
Totally agree. And it's interesting, you know, talking about having the goals of the proposal being the first section. I had a conversation once with a prospect, and turns out, even though we were hearing each other, in the person's mind, what I submitted totally was not what they were thinking of. She says, oh my goodness, I don't know if I, you know, shared the wrong things. I'm like, no, it's okay. And I said, oh, and actually it turned out that I knew that person already had someone on their team. I said, well, you don't need me. You have someone who's well capable of doing that particular item. And, you know, it was fine. Because I certainly wasn't going to be like, well, let me finagle a way that she can pay me. It's like, no.
Yeah.
It's so key, and you know, and don't shy away from that, because that whole interaction was totally fine. There was no like emotion or anything. You know, we both had a solid upfront conversation, and it's like, oh, okay, fine. You know, pleasure speaking with you. If you need me down the line, that's great. You know, but all the best.
I agree. I totally agree. And so this is, you know, our theme of 2021 is, you know, excellence without stress, maybe.
I like that.
We want you to be excellent, but we don't want you to stress this year. Last year was enough to last a lifetime. We want you guys to, you know, absolutely present yourself in the most excellent way, do excellent work, but we want to take away those stressors, you know, that unnecessary stuff that causes you agitate. No one needs in 2021. We're done with that. We put that to bed last year.
It's an agita-free zone, 2021. Keep it in 2020. Yeah. I mean, you know, just, I think simple is good, you know, especially since all of us are coming off or are still going through, you know, this year of pandemic. And, you know, I think you find, you know, everyone said, I joke and call it pandemic brain, because it's just like, you can only hold so much. And, you know, everyone's trying to keep it together, right? Because if we really sat and thought about this, we'd never leave. Oh, not leaving the house anyway. But anyway, you know what I mean. Oh my goodness. So yeah, I agree. Keep it simple, be forthright. And I totally agree with that. Yes, your proposal is not your sales vehicle. You know, no one wants to receive a several page document of here's what I can do for you. And you know, if I received that, I would say, well, who asked? I didn't ask you.
Okay, so
yeah, well, this is awkward. Oh my goodness. But well, we hope that this will help set the tone for a wonderfully prosperous year. You know, we always say, you know, we take our work very seriously, but not ourselves, because goodness, that's how you, it helps you survive. That's for sure. But we are most grateful for you. And we thank you for joining us yet again. You know, please subscribe, share if you found any value in this. And if you have any topics that you'd like to see us cover throughout this year, please hit us up at solopropro.com. But until then, thanks for listening to That Solo Life.